What location could send us to such extremes? Where do shadow figures escape from mass graves and voices scream inside of your head? Oh, you're about to find out, if you can handle it.
Here we are, live and in color.
Here we are.
Well, not live, but in color.
I mean, we're live.
We're live, but it
you
won't
guys
be live for you.
Aren't seeing this live. Oh, what do we got? What do we got going on here? We got a Yorkie play date here. What are you
back here?
You guys could at least look at the camera.
Yeah.
Don't step on anything. You're not an audio engineer.
That we know of.
Not that we know of. I mean, that would be helpful.
That would.
I wouldn't mind. Okay, so we are back. We decided last time that we are going to do a Ghost Brothers episode this time.
Yeah. Same format. Show.
We're sitting here. We're going to play it on HBO.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
And watch it. Oh, by the way, I'm Amy.
I'm Megan.
Yeah. In case you are new here and you don't know our voices yet.
And if you're new, welcome. Hi. Yeah,
welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. So there are three iterations of Ghost Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There's Ghost Brothers Plane.
Yeah.
There's Ghost Brothers Lights Out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one called Haunted House Guests. Haunted House Guests is not on HBO.
Okay.
So I've narrowed it down to just regular Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
I call everything Ghostbusters.
With Dan Aykroyd, sure. And Egon.
That's right. Ghost Brothers and Ghost Brothers Lights Out.
What's the difference? What's the Lights Out one?
Lights Out, the only thing I've noticed a difference of, and I haven't looked at any synopses or anything, but that Dalen, he sends the other two into the investigation and he sits out and watches what's going on the cameras and the tech and stuff.
Sure.
And then, he joins them a little bit later, but he generally is waiting outside while they go in.
Oh, let's have them all go in.
So
I love it when they all go in.
Yeah.
Ghost Brothers, the OG.
The OG.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, what I did is I put all three of those in this little jar, this little jar that, here, I'll put it here so you can see.
That looks like a mug, but is actually a jar.
It's a mug. It's a mug. It's just that the lip, it goes in, really, so it's not easy to drink out of.
Oh.
So I was using it for pens, but
we
can use it for this.
Sure.
I think AP gave me this.
Oh.
She's so cute.
She has such good gift giving.
She does. I know. I have a few other things up on my shelf that are all from her. So this has Ghost Brothers Season 1,
mm-hmm.
Ghost Brothers Season 2,
mm-hmm.
Lights Out Season 1, Lights Out Season 2.
Perfect.
So Do you want to pick one of those?
Yeah.
And then we just said that'll narrow down the season and then we can roll for the...
Hold on, baby. Ghost Brothers Lights Out Season 2.
Season 2.
Season 2 of Lights Out.
Season 2 of Lights Out. All right. So here we go. Okay. So we're in Season 2. Here, let me go to Season 2 before I say we're in Season 2.
Yeah.
And then we have, how many do we have in this season?
Eight.
So we can roll two dice.
Sure.
Do you want to each roll one?
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll see what we come up with.
6 and 2. 8.
Oh,
perfect.
Look at that. 8. So we're going to watch the last one of the second season. So the last episode that's on HBO right now.
Yes.
Of any of their stuff. Okay. This is The Haunting of Waverly Hills.
I feel like we've done this before in another show.
Oh, Waverly Hills has been on every show, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've been. I don't think the Dead Files ever did them.
But I feel like we've talked about it before.
We might have.
Or maybe I just made that up.
Well, that's you've probably possible. Seen a show that has that has this location on it because it's a pretty famous
one. Also, this is now my emotional support dog.
Yeah. He's so sweet.
I love him.
He's a good boy. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Ready? Let's get ready.
Oh. Cool. All right. Let's do it, guys.
All right. Here we go. Ghost Brothers Lights Out, Season 2, Episode 8, The Haunting of Waverly Hills.
We know a Targaryen approaches.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's an ad. I was like, there's dragons?
He's going to sleep on the floor in a body bag?
In a body bag?
Is that you tapping down there?
I bet he's trying to recreate a scene.
I bet.
I hope.
Oh my goodness. I don't like that.
Where do they get a body bag? Amazon.
Probably.
Hold up. Let's take a closer look at this.
Let's
do that.
That's me, Dalen Spratt.
Ghost Brother Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Zipped into an actual body bag and stuck in an actual death chute. While Juwan is chilling out in a morgue freezer.
You guys are nuts.
What location could send us to such extremes? Where do shadow figures escape from mass graves and voices scream inside of your head? Oh, you're about to find out. If you can handle it.
I can't see a scenario in my mind where I would be doing a ghost hunt in a sanitarium.
It looks like they're all in there today. Dalen outside, so.
Oh, snap.
Maybe that's not what they do every time. Okay, this is in Louisville, Kentucky.
Holy.
That is an orange hat. He has black on everything except for a bright orange hunter green or hunter orange hat.
Yeah.
Hospital.
Oof. Do you know this history goes all the way back to the 20s and 30s?
Say word.
Tuberculosis ran through Kentucky. Crazy. They put all the patients that was getting tuberculosis here in this building.
Crazy, man.
Oh, bro, listen, they had some of the top of the line treatment here, man. They had fresh air, fresh food. And a lot of sunlight.
That's really sad that that's top of the line.
Be cured by air.
Fresh food.
You mean you get fresh air
and fresh food?
So how did it work out for him?
And sunlight?
Living large.
Yeah.
The doctors got so desperate, they started just trying stuff.
Oh my God, they are all so freaking cute.
Man, shut up.
Bro, I swear, literally collapsing people's lungs. Oh my God. Thousands and thousands of people died here, man.
My God.
So they built a chute in the basement. Just to kind of slide the bodies on out quietly out the back so the living wouldn't even see them.
That's crazy. I mean, that has to be a lot of dead bodies for them to do like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, being a TB hospital, that a lot of people
with all that trauma that this place experienced, they say it really left a mark on the building.
No shit.
People have been getting pushed, scratched, hearing voices yelling.
All I did is touch the mouse.
I know.
All,
you didn't even touch the recording device.
No. You guys, all I was doing is trying to move the mouse so that Megan could reach it.
And they're known for aggressive shadow figures.
Oh, now something else is going on. What's happening over there?
All the claims that you always ever hear at all the big places, marinating in there, baby. You got to do what the Ghost Brothers do.
I don't like that phrase.
Marinating. This place really is as haunted as people
unless we're
say
talking about chicken.
So, fellas, going up in there, Marcus, I got your back like four flats on a Cadillac. And if you need me, man, just whistle. Can you still whistle?
Can you whistle?
So he is planning on staying out. Yeah, he's going in later.
Right,
in a body bag.
Okay. You keep using the word we, like you was a part of this investigation.
He's not French.
Where's the entrance?
Which way do we go?
Pick a window.
I don't like that phrase either.
It's gonna get wild in there tonight. Sure.
Okay, so he's looks like he's outside.
Yeah.
As opposed to another room. Unless that's windows.
Oh, man,
but
you're too kind.
Such a gentleman.
I know. Absolutely not.
That place looks
right there. I would turn around and walk out.
I would go in the daytime, but I think at night I'd be too scared.
Oh my gosh, it's just the eerie feeling about this place, man.
Waverly Hills is the largest sanatorium in the country.
What's the difference between a sanatorium and a sanitarium?
I feel like we talked about that.
I feel like we have to.
I think there isn't a difference. I think it's just some people tomato tomato.
Okay, AP's yelling at us right now.
Was a savage
killer,
and
but
over the years, more than 6,000 people died.
Oh my God,
that is so many.
Made Waverly Hills one of the most active paranormal locations in the world.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
In America, I could see, but in
this
the world,
been on our list ever since I can remember.
Well, you know what, fellas? It's a lot of action in that 180,000 square foot megaplex.
That's a big.
But you might want to head on up to the third floor.
Hey, bro, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let me go ahead and turn this SLS on.
I mean, I would head out the door is where I would head, but, you know, that's just me.
You wouldn't have a TV show if you did.
True, you're so right. But I'm also not as cute as they are, so there's that appeal.
They're pretty cute.
So the guys have entered the third floor patient wing.
He has the most beautiful eyes. Dalen does.
The closed off. For a long time, doctors believed that sunlight in open air was the best way to cure tuberculosis.
I mean, sunlight in open air is great.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to cure TB.
I don't think it's going
to
cure anything, really.
Maybe
a vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah, there you go.
Over to the shady side.
and which pretty much meant...
I don't think we still don't have a cure for TB in 2026, do we?
Hey, fellas, I mean,
I think there's medications to mitigate it.
Yeah, so you don't get it.
Go ahead, bust that left.
I know when I got a job working with a vulnerable population of people, I had to have a TB test on my first day to make sure that I didn't have it.
We do. We TB test COs, correctional officers, and sheriffs and probation officers.
Okay.
One second.
All right. What room are we in right now?
Nope. I don't like that.
What did you do here?
Feeling.
Like feelings or healings?
Sound like healings. I'm just going to play a little portion of it back and see if we caught anything.
I caught feeling.
Healing? That joint said healing.
Daylan, what was this? What do you know what this room is that we're in, bro?
I mean, the whole place is a hospital.
So. Where the sickest patients were, there would be some healing.
What's crazy is a few people actually did make it out there.
But if they made it out, we got to figure out why they're still here talking to us.
We're getting a little bit of information.
How about you
head on upstairs?
Maybe it's someone that worked there.
Keep this investigation moving.
Maybe.
Not a patient.
I think you're getting pretty warm, man.
I wonder how long they're spending in each room.
Yeah.
Because, like, here it looks like they're, like, 3 minutes and they're out. I assume it's much
longer.
Probably
an hour.
Yeah.
And that's what they got. Because these investigations usually go...
Hours.
Yeah, we're seeing at most 15 minutes of it.
Man, listen, if it was just by ourselves...
It feels like something's watching us right now.
I promise you, dog.
Doesn't it look like something is standing at the end of the hallway?
On the right of the doorway, it looked like somebody was, like, peeking around the corner. It was almost like a shadow.
It, like, almost tucked back behind the wall.
So turn your light off.
Careful, fellas.
This place is aggressive.
I know I'm a trip.
I know I'm tripping.
All right, fellas.
Hang a right and go all the way to the back room.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That was just a bird or a bat.
I'm sure
something
you can find it from there.
Living, over. Flying animal. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
right.
Big.
We can find it. That looks like an original surgical
lamp. Oh, my gosh.
That definitely looks like the original lamp.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this room is
that's
the primary
terrifying.
Surgery.
That's gross.
Patients who were beyond help were subjected to last-ditch surgical efforts, such as cutting your ribs out.
What?
How
and
would
then
that have helped?
Puncturing their lungs just to drain the fluid.
So the room feels a little eerie.
Mm.
Items and like furniture, like they can hold spirits. Like spirits can be attached to those things. So like, who knows what kind of spirits are attached to this operating table?
Probably
right
a
now.
Lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Are there any spirits in here with us right now?
Is there a few?
If there's a few, can you give us your names?
Did you die here on this surgery table?
No, I didn't.
Sound to me like you said no, I couldn't.
That joint
also
said no, I
didn't. I thought
I
heard Pete when they asked a name.
Hey, guys, I do got something I want y'all to check out, man.
What's up?
It's known as the world. Scariest hallway.
The world's scariest.
I don't want to check that out.
Sign me up. Why not?
Are those bats, Daylan?
Yeah, those are,
yeah, those
yeah,
are
that
bats.
That looks about right.
Dubbed the most haunted hallway in the world, this floor is notorious for shadow figures stalking from the doorways or the corners in the hall.
No, crawling backwards.
Absolutely.
Like a crab?
Up
no, thank
down,
you.
Left and right. Listen, man, they everywhere.
It's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
Does it feel like the most haunted hallway in the world, guys?
No comment.
Yeah.
Walk down there, Marcus. I'm going to see if anything shows up on the SLS cam.
But leave your light off because I want you to get the full experience.
What?
Leave my light out?
What kind of sense does that make, Juwan?
You're doing fine.
Oh, my God.
What?
I literally saw somebody. I swear to God,
I
saw
somebody right now. Hold on, turn your light on. Turn your light
on.
I
swear to God, bro, I saw somebody walk across. Oh my God!
Behind him too.
What happened, Marcus? What happened?
I literally was looking down there, and it looked like somebody walked from like
across the hallway.
Nope.
So you know what's crazy, Marcus? Is
that where you are on the floor? Like they have rumors and claims of
dark apparitions walking back and forth.
Whoa.
Damn, bruh.
Come on, let's go.
I like that they didn't tell him that before.
Oh my gosh.
That makes it more authentic.
How do you feel, man, seeing a shadow figure?
Probably not good.
How do you think I feel?
Freaked out as hell.
It looked like something was like, you know, it did like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy.
I have a surprise for you.
Oh, good.
So meet at the front entrance.
Yeah.
Come on.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like his surprise.
So far, we've seen the experimental surgery room where people got their ribs taken out and the most haunted hallway in the country. But I have saved the scariest place for last.
Follow me.
So where are we going right now, bro?
Bro, so many people died in this building, they would take all the dead bodies and they'll kind of usher them down the chute of death.
Sounds like a ride.
I'm not going down there.
Yeah, it does.
Me neither.
Carnival.
Man, nobody wants to go down a death hole.
Hey, little man.
You remember the Ghost Whip?
Ghost Whip 3000.
Oh.
Ghost Whip. I don't know what that is.
The 3000.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
We got everything.
Got a camera. Okay, you got the camera. Got a headlight.
All right.
Okay, we're back.
So we're in the death chute.
Ovulus.
We got the all-terrain tires.
What is this?
Okay, so look, this is what I like to call an
G.I. Joe's.
That's a leash.
A little bit of both.
That's a hood policy.
A little bit of both. Yeah, man. So we got a string attached to it so we can pull it back up.
Can I drive it?
Oh, for sure, Juwan. So we have a camera attached to the front. So we can literally look at everything that it sees through this monitor. And through the audio, we can hear what the ovulus is saying.
Wow.
Got it, J-Man?
Oh, that's nice.
You got the brake system, Marcus?
I got it.
Let's get it. Cut the audio on.
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
God damn. He goes fast. Calm down, Juwan.
Okay. Right.
He's going to be making it do shitties.
Yeah, for sure.
Is anyone down there with you? Is there anything you want to tell us?
Is the ovulus not
wait. Stop.
Leave it there and see if we can get the ovulus to pick up anything.
Why are you here?
Death.
Death.
I heard that clear. Because I had my eyes closed.
Did it?
That was crystal clear.
Yeah.
Hell no, it just said death. Why don't you go down there?
Yeah.
Hold up, Juwan, man, stop talking to us.
Bro, I don't know what's going on. I'm not controlling it.
Oh. Marcus, something's pulling on it.
What?
Oh, Juwan, no.
Go, Juwan.
How could it be pulling? There's nothing to pull. Oh my God.
Oh, s***. Well, Waverly Hills just killed the Ghost Whip.
Oh my God.
I mean, I suppose it's similar to when, equipment acts up. That's just another piece of equipment.
I guess.
Locations I've ever
whoa.
Been to.
But, and it's the fact that it looked like it was pulled, as if it had a string on the other side and you didn't.
Here's what I don't get. From the history to the paranormal claims.
Okay, the bats would freak me out with them more than anything else.
This place. But the first word that came about the spirit box was healing. Not, damn, my ribs are gone. If the Ghost Brothers are going to get down to the bottom of this thing, we need some information.
I mean, that's what I would
say. Damn, my ribs are gone. That should be the name of the
grandparents
episode.
Grandparents worked there. Her daddy worked there. And now she's the resident historian.
Shirlene.
Thank you so much for joining us. Like, this seems like it would have been a decent space back in the day.
Yeah. It definitely was. And, you know, the patients that were here, they loved it here. This is a come-to-die place. And
everybody getting their ribs taken
out. Waverly, we're going to die. That's not the case at all. This was a very, very happy place to be. They built this huge solarium so they would have a place to sit out here and breathe in that fresh air and sunlight 13 hours out of every day.
We've also heard of some of the more experimental procedures. What were those like?
The doctors were desperate to heal these people.
Were they?
They did pneumothorax, which is where they would insert a needle into the lungs.
Oh, my God.
To collapse a lung, maybe to let it rest. Hopefully it would heal.
Hopefully.
They would remove ribs. They could go in and take up to 7 ribs. They didn't know what to do. All they were doing was what they could think of to do.
Did that work
table looks exactly like the table that we had that was set up at our cabin that was at our last house.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Old.
It's like everybody here is surrounded by, like, death at all times.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe she's slightly delusional about what
she's been drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
She's drinking it. It was a very dark, depressing time. And that was just because you had all these patients sitting out here looking out at the beautiful sunlight and the trees, and then you would see a constant flow of hearses coming up to get all these bodies. And
a constant flow of hearses.
Morale all the pieces, so they created the body chute. The body chute is a very long tunnel. There was a conveyor-type belt hooked to a motor at the top, and they could put a body into a cart, And oh the lever God. Would lower it down to the bottom of the hill. And kinda they would like load them on train cars, take them to the University of Louisville.
Shopping cart.
School of Medicine.
Escalators at like a big Target.
And then buried them in huge mass
awesome.
Graves.
Awesome, just huge mass so graves.
Buried bodies on the property.
They did.
Does she hear what That's she's crazy. Saying?
Yeah, I don't think so.
How did, like, tuberculosis end?
In the 1940s, they finally came up with streptoniacin. Streptin, of course, is a cure for tuberculosis. And people started to get injections and get better. And
so I guess
home.
We do have a cure.
Yeah, I guess we do.
But I think once it turned into Woodhaven, it was quite different.
What is Woodhaven?
So after Waverly Hills closed down in 1961, it opened the next year as Woodhaven Geriatric Center. This was not the same happy place that it had once been. Unfortunately, it was quite different. There was stories of neglect and abuse. People were left on their own for days on end. People laid in their own filth. People were locked behind some doors. They really probably shouldn't have been opened.
So what ended up happening to Woodhaven?
Woodhaven closed in 1981.
It was open for 20
and that's when
years.
The state came out and found so many different cases of neglect, bad circumstances all the way around, and they closed it down.
You think that's why this place is haunted?
Yes.
I wonder why we call it. If he doesn't believe her. I wonder why we call it Waverly then, and not Woodhaven. If Woodhaven is the one that was so bad.
At any time.
Well, probably because they don't want to remember.
You might be on the second floor today and see all
Woodhaven.
Kinds of stuff, and come in here tomorrow and see nothing.
So this whole place you feel is massively active.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know, Charlene.
Hold on. Everyone always talks about Waverly Hills as a tuberculosis sanatorium. I had no idea that it turned into a creepy-ass old folks home. Maybe people had this story all wrong.
What if the patients at Waverly did get healed? What if the darkness has another source? To try and wrap our brains around this, Charlene hooked us up with a woman named Wanda Gatiss, whose grandfather was a resident in Woodhaven.
No.
What is your connection to Waverly Hills?
My grandfather was here in the 70s when it was Woodhaven. Well, I was a little girl, and we came here every Sunday. It was awful. I was horrified. My grandpa, they had him tied down on the chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would they have him tied up, though?
They said that was so he wouldn't hurt himself, but...
If you don't mind me asking, did he survive Woodhaven?
No. Mm-mm. No, he passed away here.
Oh, my gosh.
I imagine most people did.
Yeah.
You probably didn't get out of there.
Probably not,
There's
if that's
no
really how they were doing
thousands
it.
Thousands of people died at the Waverly Hills Sanatorium. I mean, they got mass graves on site. So if you're looking for reasons that this place might be haunted, of course, genius, that might be one. But I'm here to tell you what. Woodhaven is making a
how
compelling
was
closing
it
argument.
This, like, beautiful,
at the wrong period of
wonderful place of healing... And then on the opposite end, you have mass graves. So many people died that they just buried them in mass graves. Wouldn't their families have come to collect them?
If they had families, yeah. A lot of times, I think she's painting that prettier than it was.
I was going to say.
Yeah. From what I know of sanatoriums, people, when they go there, their families just sort of...
Abandon them.
Wash their hands of it.
Yeah.
It's like warehousing people. It's like, I can't handle them.
People with, you know, Down syndrome or
anything
mental illnesses.
Any other mental illness or TB or whatever.
Or being a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Hysterical, right?
Yeah.
So my guess is I think she's kind of candy coating that.
Yeah.
But if it's a TB hospital, a lot of people probably did die. I don't know why. Maybe they were like what was the one we saw where there was a poorhouse where it was, you know.
Yeah.
People didn't have anywhere to go. They didn't have any family. They had no money.
Mm-hmm.
So they went there and they were treated poorly and then they died
and
there's nowhere for them to go. So I'm going to say there's probably a lot of deaths in both instances, even if one of them was nicer than the other.
I did look it up. Sanitarium and sanatorium are interchangeable.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So hopefully you remember that the next time we have this conversation.
All these years, to figure out where this haunting really starts, we need to talk to some more people that have had paranormal experiences here and see if any of them can make
sense
of what
of
we're hearing about Woodhaven.
Well, sick.
There was about probably six
she was managing director.
We did the tour. So we was kind of down in the morgue area. And I was probably down there 10 minutes or so. And I said, hurry up. And they're like, why? I said, my back is burning. So I said, okay, I'm done. I come back to him. I said, let's go outside. We grabbed one of the guides that we had And they pulled up the back of my shirt, and my back had scratches all down it. And it, I mean, it burnt, but you didn't feel it scratch you. You just felt the burning from it.
Wow.
So, like the after effects.
Yes.
Was it three lines or was it more?
No, I had like two hand like,
Jesus.
Scratched down. Wow. Yeah.
And that's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Absolutely not cool.
We got to check that place out.
What about you, Jacob?
I grew up about a mile down the road from Waverly.
Local resident.
I could see the bell tower from my front porch. I started coming up here as a kid, and over the weekends, we would spend our free time by going inside the body chute.
As you do when you're a teenager.
Yeah. Like, this is your free time.
Yeah. One night, we heard a woman scream.
Nope.
The scream is really the worst scream I've ever heard in my life.
But it's when there's like kids sticking around in there, how do you know it's not a real human?
Right.
We stand up. We don't say anything to each other. And we start walking.
Unless they know it was only those two that went there.
This time, it is in the body chute with us.
This place is so big.
So we start to run. And as we're running,
yeah, that's true. It could be other people who just happen to be there. And you don't know about them.
We make it out of the body chute. She chased us all the way out of the chute and all the way off the property.
That's intense. What about you, Tara?
Absolutely the fourth floor.
A tour guest.
So we were walking down the hall. And everything got heavy. Mm. I just dropped to my knees. I was very nauseous. My head hurt. And all of a sudden, my chest started burning. And when we looked, I had three claw marks across my chest.
That's crazy. Three, like, scratch marks?
Yes.
Do you have an idea of who it may be?
He goes by Tim or the Mini.
Why do they call him the
How does
Mini?
She know that?
If you see him close, like, if you get a good look at him, you can actually see things swirling in him that it looks like he consumed other souls.
What?
What do you think this Tim creature wants?
I have doubts on that.
You think it wants recognition? You think it wants to be understood? Like
fear.
That sounds like more lore.
Feeds off fear?
Yeah, absolutely.
It does.
I believe that 100%. He has to be demonic, honestly.
Not everything's demonic.
Not everything's demonic, Tara.
Do you hate ads? You might want to consider joining us over on Patreon. Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity continues.
Fellas, nightfall is upon us. Hey man, I know you feeling it, man. You done heard all the stories about Waverly.
This place has been scary. Haunted, possessed, whatever you want to call it, since we stepped in this month. Man, it's crazy.
Listen, bro, thousands of people died here, man. So it could be any number of spirits here.
Waverly Hills is just one element. Like, let's not forget about Woodhaven
and
how
that's
completely opposite of how people were treated here at Waverly.
The old folks
tied up, sitting in their own
filth. That's sad.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine the type of stain that would leave on a building like this?
And the sheets.
And
the floors and the walls. I mean, there's not enough bleach.
I mean,
you should see my mom's.
All we know is his name is Tim. Why do we even call him Tim?
That's what his mama named him, Juwan.
Why do we call you Juwan?
Yeah.
One last thing to do. We pop the trunk on these ghosts. Boom, boom. Let's go.
That's what you did there.
Let's go, guys. I got your backs, guys. This way. Follow me, good sirs.
You empty-handed.
So on the left, you will see. Waverly Hill.
Here we are, here we are.
I know we're about to get some crazy activity now.
But I wonder if we can get in contact with that big figure was. I wonder if it was Tim, a.k.a.
The Mini.
The Mini. You know what, maybe
The Mini doesn't sound terribly scary. Neither does Tim.
I was just thinking that.
Like
and then when he says, why do they call him that? She's like, because he's got swirls that he's got to take. What does that
to
do
with it? That doesn't even have anything to do with it.
Warlocks, oh my.
Thermal cam for some research. I know y'all had Mexican for lunch.
So you're saying we're going to see the farts?
Probably.
It looks like a handprint on the wall. Mm-hmm.
So this is where Marcus saw that shape.
Yeah. Yep. More bats.
More bats.
You know what? Let's go all lights off.
Hey, ain't nothing to it but to do it, baby.
Ain't nothing to it but to
hold
do
on.
It.
I thought you said lights off.
And then you turn that thing.
Yeah.
Right, I'm scared. Oh.
Bat. Bat.
Kill your light, bro.
No, then I can't see the flying at me.
It's flying towards the light. That's the problem.
Oh, you know how bats operate.
The bat can see better than you, so.
Actually, bats are pretty blind.
Yeah, but I mean, they with the echolocation, they're not going to crash into you.
Yeah.
She saw, like, the
I see what you're saying.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't like bats.
That was creepy shadow figure.
Oh, that's so pretty. Oh, there's a bat.
There's a bat.
Well, something popped up?
Yeah.
What?
It was a bat. Okay. You ever seen a bat on a thermal cam?
I can't say that I have. No
more. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It looked like a fireball.
Or a flying demon. Now, I know y'all heard that.
That's not a bat.
That sounded like
That's
a shuffle.
Big.
I'm hearing it down here, too. Hello? Can you make that sound one more time? Is that you, Tim?
So I heard the sound over there, and of course, the one you just heard.
Oh,
Jesus.
You okay over there?
What was that?
What are you jumping at, man?
Bro,
listen, man. I looked this way as we were walking through this hallway, and I saw a dark shadow in the corner right here. But then the mother moved. Like a move forward,
ooh,
bro. And that's what made me jump. It was in the corner, hunched like
Bruh.
This.
That's what Tara from the town hall said. She remember the tall shadow figure? She said it moves.
I don't know. That's wild.
Let's keep going.
Okay. We was headed down that way.
Yeah, let's get the hell away from whatever that was.
What's the next move?
Let's head on
How
down
about
to
leave?
The operating room. I got a little something for
How
you
How about
guys.
Look at the time?
Oh, gotta go.
All right, fellas. Throughout this investigation, man, we've been on the track of how these people really lived here. From Waverly Hills to Woodhaven. We ought to investigate what it was like for them to die here.
Do we though need to?
Give them up.
Oh, I got some ideas. But they all start with following the cycle of death. And that starts with you, Marcus.
Oh. Hmm?
I just need you to get your thick ass on this gurney and strap you in for the ride of your life, man. Let's get to it, man.
All right.
Chop, chop.
Why does Dalen get to decide what everybody does? Who made him king?
Who died and made him king?
That's where I'm gonna put Marcus.
Wait, I gotta do all that?
To see if he can communicate with some of these folks that would have died here. Look, Dalen's been having a little bit too much fun.
He's scared.
He's nervous.
And since Tim the Demon seems to live right outside this
room.
Tim
the Demon.
I might as well get
him. I mean, that's scarier than the Mini. Yeah.
Just to make him feel safe.
Let's go, baby. Good luck.
There's a lot of orbs in there. I'm guessing it's
I
ghost.
Got some special plan for Juwan. But first, I'm going to need some help getting into my experiment. In the body chute.
Right,
oh, he's just putting himself.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
What do you have set up down here, bro?
This is what I like to call a little bit of visual provoking. Laser grid, a little bit of smoke, and me in a body bag, man. You see, back in the day, they would have been putting bodies in body bags, sliding them down this chute, taking them to God knows where. So
mass
I'm in this
graves,
body bag,
probably. Yeah.
And I'm going to need you to drag
to
my
truck
ass
outside.
Down that damn
That's no way. You could not pay me enough to get in a body bag.
Mm-mm.
So, what you got planned for me, bro? Am I just chilling?
Oh, you're going to be chilling, all right. Got some plan for you at the morgue, buddy. I think it all makes sense once you get up there.
Cool.
He looks like he's going to go to sleep.
I know.
Like, he looks relaxed.
Yeah. He's like, there's nothing down here. I'm just going to take a nap while they're messing around.
Right. Let's see what Dalen has set up for me. Oh, wow.
Oh, he's going to put him in a cooler.
My man put
in a
my
cooler.
Whole name on here.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what I... How's he supposed to zip himself up? He needed... Yeah,
they didn't
Dalen
think
needed
through.
Juwan to zip him up. Obvious.
All right. I'm scared as hell.
Why do we have to zip ourselves up? Why can't we just lay on top of it?
I don't know. I don't know. How is he getting pushed in?
He probably grabbing
pulling himself in, yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I am too. I'm not even too. There.
And I know you're okay.
Yeah. Oh, he zipped it fully all the way up.
See why I didn't? I couldn't tail it.
Yeah.
He only zipped up to his neck anyway.
And like,
is there
Marcus isn't even
right
in.
Oh, Marcus isn't even in. Oh, okay.
So this is the surgery room, right?
Yeah.
Where Marcus is?
The foot monitor's going on over there. If it's you, the doctor, can you make it ring one more time?
Oh.
Hello. Does this bring back any memories?
Probably not, because they'd be
Can
dead.
Can you let me know that you're in here?
I would be afraid of, like, bugs and... Mm-hmm.
And spiders.
Yeah.
And snakes.
Yeah.
Bats.
And creepy crawlies.
Yeah. I guess that'd be one reason to zip yourself up.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. Let's see if I can make contact with any of the spirits.
That carbon monoxide is going to build up so quickly in that zipped up bag.
Better leave it partway open, yeah. Anyway.
Some fresh air in there, Juwan.
There are a lot of people in here now.
Oh, my. It feels like something is piercing near my rib.
Oh, no.
Like right here. This is crazy.
I can't even think straight right now.
Probably because you've got carbon monoxide.
You don't have any air.
Yeah.
I'm running out of oxygen.
Yeah, because you are.
Hello?
Unzip yourself.
Dalen. Marcus. Is it Joe?
Is it Joe?
No, come on, fellas. Come on, man.
Joe?
Stop playing. Is there somebody out there?
Are you from Waverly? Or Woodhaven?
What was that?
Can you say something?
Are they supposed to be able to hear each other and see each other? I didn't think so.
No.
But he kept calling those guys.
Hello?
Maybe he thought they were in the room.
He thought they were in the room with him, yeah.
Was that you tapping down there?
Tap dancing?
Can you walk this way?
Walk this way.
All right, man.
Never miss an opportunity to sing.
Never.
What's that?
Man, that was loud as hell. Just straight up bang at the end of the hallway.
I didn't hear it.
Something definitely was letting us know that it was here. This place is crazy. Let me get out this body bag.
I don't even know why you got in the body bag. I mean, I know why, but like...
Oh, my gosh.
You could have just had a body bag in there.
That's the last place
Here,
I ever
fidget?
Want to be.
Yes.
Well, I guess that is the last place you ever will be.
Oh, my gosh. This may have been the worst decision I've ever made in my life. Lord, please forgive me for playing with my mortality in this way. Oh, I promise you, I'm never going to take this life for granted.
Aww.
Juwan Mass, how you feeling, brother?
Oh, my God. Bro, I am terrified.
He does sound terrified.
Yeah, he
you
really
need me
does.
Can get you?
Yes, boy, get down here, Marcus. Something is in here with me.
All right, I'm on my way.
Bro, hurry up.
Marcus is like, I just had a bro, nice, relaxing.
Bro, hurry up.
Where you at, bro?
Bro, hurry up, bro.
Oh, snap.
Yo.
Gotcha. All right.
My God, he's like, Juwan.
He was in your jacket, too. Bro, you sweating.
Bro, can you pull me out?
Bro, you committed to this.
Don't worry about my life. I didn't realize it was gonna be that hot. It was almost emergency.
My guy's stuck.
Bro, the obvious said people, and then I heard movement all around me.
Hey, man.
look.
Hey.
Stop right there. Based off this experience, yeah, I really could catch a fade with you right now.
When I open this bag, you ever seen a rotisserie chicken?
I just let that thing. There you go.
I did not need to be in this
body bag to know that Waverly Hills was haunted. I've never been in that predicament before.
Okay.
I realized I was very much helpless. And then immediately I start hearing stuff in the hallway.
It's so haunted here, bro.
I'm just telling you guys from upstairs, while I was laid down on the table, I kept feeling a stab in like my rib, like incision being made.
So you thought somebody's trying to take one of your ribs out?
Obviously.
So man, when I was down there in the chute, bro, literally I'm asking for something.
I wonder if he would have felt that pain if he didn't know that they took ribs.
Right. Like a big movement at the top of the chute.
Shut up.
I ain't never jumped out of a trash bag. You
ain't never been in a trash bag?
Hey, well, there was just one time.
Okay. Okay.
I thought I was going to see Tim again, but I cut that flashlight. It was nothing there. Nothing there.
Tim, a.k.a. the Mini, is definitely here.
This is a good one. I'm not going to front, man.
You know that. You just said there was nothing there.
But this joint is like, it's like super new.
It's almost like spiritually still in operation.
Yeah, man. Man, we came in here thinking that all this energy was from Waverly Hills. Maybe it wasn't even Waverly Hills, because everybody loved that. Maybe it was Woodhaven.
Well,
Woodhaven is now going to be added to this whole story.
We're told
now.
That they love that.
It's not just one space. Got a nice little discovery there, guys. So who do you think has the most evidence? I mean, clearly, Ghost Brother Supreme killed it.
That definitely sounds like an item on a late night menu.
I think the vulnerability of my exercise makes up for the lack of evidence.
I mean, no damn thing. Just because you came in like a rotisserie.
That sounds like a participation.
I know. You came in like a rotisserie chicken.
You didn't have much evidence over there yourself.
Ain't, but that does not negate the fact that it is still this building that I picked. So I think that chalks it up for a win for Dayland. Let's get out of here, guys. Come on, man.
You didn't even get any evidence. That's the crazy thing. You didn't get not one piece of evidence.
But yeah, we're going to say definitely Tim the Demon is here.
Even though when I looked, there was nobody there.
Yeah. Live up to your expectations.
Hey, man, absolutely. All them bats, those shadow figures, I thought I was going to turn into a superhero if I got bit by a bat.
Maybe that's what happened to Tim.
I can't believe you convinced me to get into a body bag.
Boy, you did that by yourself.
That man was a baked potato coming out that thing.
Steaming.
Who got next? You want paper, rock, scissors for it?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
I won. Let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right. That was silly for sure.
Yes. I like it, though, because it's not as scary.
Yeah.
Like, I could watch that at night, probably.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. I like that show.
I do
it's too. A nice little break from the seriousness of the Hoser Files.
Yeah, Hoser Files is.
They take their shit seriously.
They do.
Which I love.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, they're just two different shows.
Yeah. So, what do you think we should do? Another Ghost Brothers? Do you think we should do another one that is about Waverly?
I think we should do another Ghost Brothers because we did
two Hosers.
We did two Hosers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it only makes sense that we do two Ghost Brothers.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll do that next time.
Thanks for joining us.
Join us next time.
We appreciate you guys.
We watch another Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Brothers.
Not to be confused with Ghostbusters.
No, they're very different.
Very different.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the Activity Continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.